Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steve, please introduce our girl from the talk.
She's here, Cheryl Underwood.
Yeah, yeah. Cheryl.
Yeah, hey, Junior. Hey, how you doing? Hey,
great.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Carla.
Hey,
yes,
Cheryl.
Darling. Yes, yes.
I know you mess with Junior. What's happening with the talk? Is the talk coming back on? Have y'all gone back to taping? What's the situation here?
We will be back on the air Monday, April 12th. We
oh,
will be
great.
Back on
good.
The air
yeah,
Monday,
girl.
12th,
yeah.
April 12th.
Oh, that's this one.
We will
Monday.
Be back on the air. Mm-hmm. That's right. This coming Monday. And what I really want to do right now, I want to thank... First of all, everybody that didn't forget what they saw, reached out to me, supported me, prayed for me. You know, it wasn't just the black community talking to me. It was everybody. It was every woman that had gone through something like that. Mm-hmm. It was white women. White women was reaching out. I mean, it was so many people. And to me, for everything that we've gone through with the training and everything, we are ready to have a really great show that we want people to watch the show. We are really looking forward to coming back on air Monday, April 12th, because we're going to have Dr. Donald E. Grant, who is an expert on diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice. And he will be leading the discussion on how you have difficult conversations about race. And then we got Shirley and Carla. We got Dr. Anita Phillips, who's a nationally acclaimed trauma therapist and life coach. And the reason that is happening is because we all witnessed a trauma. But we got to get to the healing of this painful event and have this conversation. But I got to thank the Steve Harvey Morning Show family, all your listeners. All your listeners sent love, prayers, and support. And I want everybody to remember what you saw on Wednesday, March the 10th. Because people want you to forget it. They want you to be distracted.
That's hard.
They want you to say, oh, it wasn't nothing. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm prayed up. But I may have forgiven, but I have not forgot. And I won't let this become a distraction. And I want people to know I'm not a liar. I am a survivor. I am a final woman of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. My faith in God and the support of everybody that kept me prayed up is right. I'm ready to go to work Monday, April 12th. And when I come back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, I will answer any questions and all questions y'all got about how I feel driving to work, getting on the lot, getting sit down and get my hair and makeup done and do
Cheryl,
my job
right
there on the top.
I got a question for you when we come back. We ain't got to wait there for 12. We'll be right back with Mona. I ain't got to wait till the damn 12.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Cheryl is still here. Cheryl Underwood.
And I have a question for Cheryl. Mm-hmm. Because were talking and Cheryl is saying that the show is coming back on the 12th and how she feels about it. She wants it to be a success and all the guests they coming and having on. But I want to say something because we can't get distracted and thrown off. Piers Morgan, I was reading. Where Piers Morgan has said that Cheryl Underwood should be fired for calling Sharon Osbourne a racist. Now, sir, listen to me. What you're not going to do is change the narrative of what happened. First of all, Cheryl, let me just clear this up. case this story get legs. Okay. Cheryl Underwood never called Sharon Osbourne a racist.
No.
What Cheryl Underwood said was the statement that Piers Morgan made was racist. She never called Sharon Osbourne a racist. Mm-hmm. She said that the statement that Piers Morgan made was racist. See, here's what everybody got to take. Let's take this off for a second. If Meghan Markle was not black, we ain't talking about none of this.
None of
this wouldn't even be a conversation.
The only reason this is a story is simply because this woman is black. If the baby didn't have black features, if the baby was just a white British little baby, this not even a story. Now, how can it not be racism when the only reason this story is even brought up is because of the race of the woman and the child?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing to me, man. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to flip the script and turn it on Cheryl. Cheryl ain't no racist.
Right. And how can you forget what we actually saw with our own eyes on TV? Right. That was devastating for everyone who watched it, especially you, Cheryl, I'm sure. I mean,
absolutely. Oh, I'm suffering from PTSD. It is a trauma. It is a trauma that I really didn't realize. And that's what we're going to talk about on the show. But people are living through these types of traumas every day. That's why with so many people of different races reaching out to me, because they're going through this trauma and nobody's giving it a name. Nobody's listening. They don't get healing. And then they got to keep their mouth shut to keep their job. So when people were reaching out to me, I'm talking about all kind of women in droves was reaching out to me, you know? So I just want people to understand what we are really talking about. Our eyes are focused on what happened Wednesday, March the 10th. Don't try to make it about nothing else. And I'm not trying to make it about nothing else. I'm trying to be discreet. I'm trying to let investigations happen. I'm trying to get back to work, because it's not just about my job. It's about the lighting person job, the cameraman. It's about the people that be putting together the set. It's about the regular everyday person that's trying to keep their job. I'm trying to be an example for others to follow. And I'm not going to let nobody destroy me. I have come too far by faith, leaning on the Lord.
All right, Cheryl.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. I'm ready to go to work. I'm sorry, what was you going to say, Cheryl the Scribe Evans?
No. I mean, you're exactly right. Everything you're saying is right. We all saw what happened, and it's going to be a long time before that gets out of our mind, if ever, because of how it happened and what happened, and because you mean something to us, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you mean something to us on this show, and we're not going to let that go down.
So, Cheryl,
and it doesn't matter what Piers Morgan say. We know what we saw.
Yeah, with
Let me know when it's time to whoop somebody's ass. I'm over here for that.
Hey, dog, I'm telling you, for real, we're not. Piers Morgan not finna take this story and turn it. Fire Cheryl Underwood for what?
For what?
What did Cheryl Underwood do? She accused you of making a racist statement. Now, the fact that Cheryl Osbourne jumped to your defense, you're gonna get away. But hey, listen, Cheryl, we love you. We'll be watching
for
the show. After the show airs on Monday, we'll be back to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl Underwood is in the damn building.
Thank you guys. Watch the show April 12th, Monday, The Talk on CBS.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.